All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you guys know what time it is. It's time for some degeneracy, and we're playing Being a Dick. Now, just a little bit of, heads up. Yeah, I know this isn't where we left off. I kind of fucked a few things up, but not too much. We were only, like, what, a minute into the game? Basically, all that happened is he walked into the strip club. The bouncer was really pissed. He basically said that he's going to be watching my ass. And this is not a dick's night. They're not even wearing the jackets. And there's all kinds of dudes here. So the girls are busy. It's going to be a different day. We basically sat down and talked with Rusty. And Rusty's like, hey, you got some girl problems. And he just says you'll waste a lot of time and energy being angry. Tommy doesn't seem to take a note from that lesson. He's hard to reach. Take him for what he is because he won't change for anyone. Do you come here a lot like this? Mostly as an entourage. Most dicks enjoy it here. Don't you? I used to, not so much anymore, but the girls are beautiful and Stanley's usually fun. I just prefer to party at the mansion. Rusty! Good evening, Sandy. You look radiant as always. You're such a gentleman. Would you like a dance? I'm good, thanks. Maybe my friend here wants one? He's been through some stuff. He could use it. How about it?
Let that.
Sure. You should bring the girls to the mansion sometime. Oh, we do. It's more expensive than coming here since they can't charge us for the alcohol. Hard to read with titties in my face. But a few times every year, you know, during special occasions, we hire some girls from here to come dance for us. I'm guessing that it's a dick's only night when you do that, huh? Ha ha, hell no. The Hots and some other cool people usually come. Mostly girls. We have dance-off and private competitions. Competitions aren't just for initiation? Man, you have so much to learn. I hope you enjoyed it, honey. Thank you, Sandy. What the fuck is Tommy even teaching you? Not much, really. We barely talk. Man, that's not how this is supposed to be. I'll have a talk with him. Yeah. Not now, cutie. You heard the lady. Walk away.
Yeah, you already...
Hey, sugar, I remember you. How you doing, Brandy? Busy night. Going on here. It's strip club.
You know, what a...
Yeah, there are too many men here tonight. Every time I get close to a titty, someone grabs it before me. Every time? Almost every time. You know me by now. I'm a gentleman. When a tit already has a dude's saliva on it, I don't want to lick it. Even old boobs is busy. What's the fucking odds of that? I just realized how blessed we were last time. Being here today, it's like going from drinking champagne to drinking piss. Haha, dude, it's not that bad. I'm going back in there. Damn. Making sure there ain't anybody else I can click on, but yeah.
Yeah, click on her. Yeah.
Hi, Envy. Sorry, I'm busy tonight.
Click on him. And then you click on him. Yeah.
Hey. One beer for me and my father. Your father? Ah, he's not my actual father. It's a call. Shut up, dude. Just get us the beer. Are you stupid? You can't go around saying you're in college tonight. Why do you think neither Rusty or I wear jackets? fucktard. Derek wearing that helmet doesn't give that away, huh? Maybe it's a bachelor's party? Think outside the box. Sorry, I'm not used to lying. Here's your beer. So why are you angry? What? I figured I would just ask it, seeing as you usually get annoyed by everything I say. I'm not telling you shit. Yeah, that's not something new. What the fuck do you mean by that? You barely talk to me. I get all my info about the dicks from Rusty through Derek. You're a lousy father. Apples and trees. You got some balls talking to me like this. It's the beer. You're way different when you're drunk. Okay, fuck it. I'm mad because my stepsister showed up today. She got in and fucking Quinn thought it would be fun if she joined the Hots. Why would that be fun? Quinn likes to push buttons. I thought I liked that about her. But apparently it doesn't matter whose buttons they are as long as it pleases her in some sick fucking way. It's not the end of the world. You don't have any brothers or sisters, do you? I have you guys. Nice try, it's not the same. My stepsister Josie is a pain in the ass. And having her join the Hots, it just makes me feel...
Angry. Yeah, I wouldn't piss off your thought.
Angry? You wouldn't understand. I'll get over it. Go get your dick wet or something. And hey, I'll try harder with you, okay? Okay.
Oh, okay. And free roam?
Yeah. Haha, look who it is. Me? Yeah, you. I gotta tell you, I can't stop laughing whenever I think about the last time you guys were here. Yeah, that was a fun time. I'm surprised Stanley let you in here again. Okay, now I have to ask. What did I do last time? I was really drunk and I don't remember anything after that competition. Ha ha ha, no one told you? No? Let's just say that we're not gonna hire you. And that I've never seen that kind of dance before. What? You took off your freaking clothes and did a pole dance, dude. Stanley was so disgusted when he was trying to catch you and your pals were all chanting. Gay guard catcher! I have to apologize to Stanley. Anyway, thanks for that show. I loved it. Say, I'm supposed to start my shift. Looks like it's gonna be a busy night. Want a private dance before I head into the cage?
Short on cash?
I would, but I'm a bit short on cash tonight. Hey guys, thanks for the fun. I'm gonna head out early.
We haven't figured out how
you get money yet. Hey, you came. Yeah, I felt like it. I'm up for anything that would take my mind off Maya. About that. I'm sorry, I couldn't cancel. What? Oh no. Are we ready to get this night started, sisters? I brought some new daughters to present to you. Hey, you're okay. You're with me. Okay. Not these ones, though. You already know Camilla, Mona, and Maya, right, Grim? What does she know? Now let me present our newest recruit. Welcome to the fiery semi-redhead, Ashley. You might recognize her from a party or two. I don't know what took her so long to pledge, but here she is. This year we're adding a petite blonde to our roster. Give it up for Lily! Apparently she knows how to dance and would likely have smashed in the competition. I only dance for losers at work. I'm sure you recognize some of those losers on campus. Sorry, but I don't dance and tell. Welcome, daughters. Wait a bit, Sage, I'm not done yet. I found a last minute recruit, and let me tell you, this one is a really good one. Vice President Tommy's little sister, Josie. And there she is. What, for real? You're Tommy's sister? We're practically sister-in-laws. Stepsister. Hey, you look pale. Did you drink too much already? No, I just want to leave. Okay, movie time. We've waited long enough for you to get here. What?
Okay.
All the girls. Makes me feel like I'm in a a 70s cop or 80s cop drawing something.
Cop slap.
He's a real bad brother.
Oh, shut your mouth. He's from the wrong side of the tracks. They call him Rooster.
Did you see this movie before? What? No. Okay, it just looks like to me that you're more interested in watching Maya and Josie for some reason. Cheer up. I don't like you like this. I can't just magically cheer up. I feel like shit. Welcome to the club. But you're wrong. It's possible. You've cheered me up in the past multiple times. Although I think I would bat an eye if we did what we did last time right now. Haha, yeah, me too. Let's play a game. Don't you want to watch the movie? Fuck the movie. I'm bored. Besides, it looks like Ariette is the only one being entertained by it. Ha ha ha. What game? Every time that Ariette laughs, you must drink. Drink what? Laughing Loon whiskey. I don't know how much proof it is. It says 1931 or 1951. Where did that come from?
Established.
Well, established, yeah. Ha ha, here. What is it? Something stronger than beer.
You notice none of the bottles have rims?
I'm not looking to get fucked up, and I'm already buzzed. Just share it with me. It will make the movie so much better.
Drink.
That's it. Ha ha ha, she fell right on her ass. Ha ha ha.
I'll be passed out before you know it.
You don't know what you just agreed to. Ha ha ha, it's so stupid. The bottle is almost empty. Shit. Shh. Whispers. Shh. Ha ha ha. Stop it. Ha 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 ha. Hey, you want to play another game? Sure. Look at all the hots in front of you. Yeah. Rate their asses. Okay. Now this is a game I can play.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah, tell me the ugliest and the hottest one. Oh, wow. The ugliest ass.
Well, they all look about the same.
Look at the asses. Alina. Sarah's ass. Ah, it's okay. Melanie? Riona, there's a lot of asses to choose from. There's not much of an ass there.
It's kind
of
flat.
There we go.
Okay.
Quinn's ass. Now that's an ass. Look at those rounded. Yeah. Oh, Mona, there we go. Now that's what I'm talking about. Kamala, definitely. Well, she's a black girl.
Or tan, you know?
No, she's black.
I couldn't remember.
Ashley, a little bit. She's got something going on.
Got a thigh gap.
Lily's ass is pretty fit. I don't know, she didn't have much. Heather, there we go. Heather's all right. Who are we going to decide on? You want to look at the asses again?
Go ahead and look at them again.
All right. What's the first one? Elena. Sarah's ass.
Sarah's
no.
Little.
Melanie's not that great. Riona don't really have an ass. Quinn's got an ass.
I'd say Riona worse.
Mona. Quinn and Mona. And Kamala. Quinn, Mona, and Kamala, I'd say. Hedda's alright. But Quinn, Mona, and Kamala. Okay, the ugliest ass.
Which one was...
That was Riona.
Or Ria... Was it?
That ass was nothing for me. What about the hottest ass? Okay, the hottest ass. I'm going with Mona or Kamala?
Mona. I think.
Mona. There's just something special about it. Hey, I thought it would serve as a good distraction. Yeah. Hey.
Hold her hand.
Well, I tell you, man. I could work to this. Whispers, here. It would be pretty bad if they saw this.
Put your hand inside their panties.
Whispers, you're lucky we have a blanket. Ugh, this is seriously a bad idea. She's not upset about it, though. Whispers, are you trying to turn me on? Is it working? Wet sounds. You don't feel that? I like her green fingernails there.
Yeah, that's good with her bra on then.
Oh, she's an Irish girl. Okay, stop that now. I can't wait until the movie is over. I'm gonna take you back to my room and let you fuck me senseless. That movie was shit! Worst crap I ever saw! Thanks for the movie night, I'm gonna go crash. Same. Come, let's brush our teeth together. You're drunk. Right back at you. I hate brushing my teeth when I'm drunk. Why's that? It's just something about toothpaste and alcohol that tastes weird together.
True.
Just like, oh yeah, for real. Just like orange juice and toothpaste.
Yeah. Any kind of food and toothpaste.
Yeah. I don't think toothpaste and anything are supposed to taste good together. Facts. Haha, true. I just realized something. There's no way to look attractive while brushing your teeth. Of course there is. Really? How? How about this? Oh, we skipped one. Really? How? How about this? Yeah. But that doesn't work for me. Aha, yeah, don't do that.
Do it.
No, stop that. You're so stupid. How about this? Again, hot, but that won't work for me either. What about now? Now you're attractive by association. Yeah! This is really not practical, though. Spits.
Forever is.
Hey, not in here. Are you kidding? Your tits were hanging out. How's this any different? Hanging? You know what I mean. Well, you're wrong. My breasts were... Okay, I'm too drunk to think of another word for hanging. Anyway, let's go to bed. I'm gonna put out a mattress for you so you can stay the night after I'm done with you. Are you ready? For what? For what? Haha, you know exactly what I mean. Oh, here we go! Are we going all the way this time? Yeah, that whiskey made me really horny. It has a tendency to do that. But we better keep the volume down so the girls don't overhear us. It's sexy being quiet sneaking around. Feels like a wrestler.
Yeah, it is.
Feels like a wrestler's coming out. You like that sort of sex?
She's dropping the double D's, the double D's. One.
You like that sort of sex, the forbidden kind? Forbidden? Maybe forbidden isn't the right word, but you know, when you fuck, there's a risk someone will catch you and there'll be consequences if they do. Do you like that? Yes, that's very hot, like public sex and whatnot? Yeah, exactly. You're weird, you want to hide me, but almost getting caught turns you on? Never had a dirty little secret before? Not really, but when I had sex with my first, girlfriend, we had some risky sex. Tell me about it. We used to fuck when her parents were home. Did they ever catch you? No, though I have a feeling they overheard but never said anything about it. What about fucking outdoors? No, I've never done that, unless you count a treehouse as outdoors. Footsteps. Whispers. Okay, for real, we should stay quiet. What's the big deal? Quinn already saw us once before. Yeah, but it's cool. I talked to her about it. I don't want anyone else to find out. Chatter. Remove these clothes and join me. That's more like it. Now, what do you want to do to me? Turn around. I want to pick up from where we left off. Whispers, you're really wet. Yeah, I get wet easily when I'm turned on. Oh, God. Ugh. Moans. I'm not doing all that. What? Hey, what happened to staying silent? I'm trying to, but it feels so good. Yeah, it feels like a wrestler's coming down.
Dick, bury me!
Moans. Bury your face in the pillow or something. Muffled moans. That's better. Do you like this? That sounded like a dead cow. A dying cow. We gotta put that cow out to pasture.
Oh, she don't appreciate that.
Hey, Sage, are you gonna stay silent if we change position? Mm-hmm. Die.
69 it.
There we go. This was a great idea. It's way better than the pillow. Whispers, keep that pace, Sage. Fuck, you taste so good, she says. She says, yes, rub your cock against my wet pussy, Grim. Are you gonna put it inside me now?
Continue.
I guess that's all we can do. Okay, stop teasing me. Put it in. Are you sure you won't moan loudly when I do it? It's not that big. Go! Go! For fuck's sake, Sage, you have to control it better if we're gonna do it your way. I'm not gonna move my hips until you stop moaning like that. Give it to me, she says. Give it! In muffled moans. Hey, did I say you could move? Yes! She's doing all the work right now. She's thrusting her hips so hard against me. Please tell me it's the softest pussy you've ever felt, because he always does this.
I think he's already said that about her, though.
Oh, fuck. Okay, this is not keeping you quiet. Back into the pillow you go. She likes the domination.
Teaser it. Yeah, teaser as I was.
Oh, wow, what are you doing? It's just a finger. I know where this is going. You must be out of your mind if you think you can put that big cock in my ass. Why, you don't like that? I do, but there's no way a fucking pillow will keep me quiet. I hear you. Let's do this instead. Wow, I'm fully inside you now, Sage. Muffled moans. Don't stop! Don't stop! She says. Your ass jiggles so fucking good on my cock. Are you okay there? Sage? I'm gonna... Go! Shh. What is that? Has she got something weird on her?
No, that's liquid.
Okay.
She's a gusher.
Okay. Whispers, this is so damn hot, Grim. Okay, phew, I'm good to go again. How do you want me? Whoa! Haha, are you being rough with me now? I have to compensate somehow for having to stay silent. Putting that pillow on my face now wouldn't be very sexy. Hold on. Am I missing things? No. How are you gonna solve it this time? Open up! Now I see what you're going for. That should keep you quiet. Don't count on it. She says, fuck me good, Grim. I know how much you wanted my pussy, and right now, it's yours. Fuck! Look who's having a hard time staying quiet now. Let's reverse the roles, shall we? Aha, really? Okay, I'll play along. How are you gonna keep me quiet? Like this. Moan softly. See how that works? It's hot how you take control like this. Want to see what else I can do? Yeah, what's that? Mixing it up. Love it. And I love the reverse cowgirl. It's actually TFM's favorite position.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like doggy style, but I'm in control. Okay, we're getting up close and personal. That's right, you just lie there. Take it easy, don't go too fast. Oh, really? I'm in charge now. That's what you think. Bones. Oh, fuck. You fucker. Yes, don't stop. Keep going. I'm gonna come again, she says. Ah! Shit, Grim, you can't keep doing this to me. Breathes heavily. You're spoiling me. Damn! We saw... Oh, I think we saw all the positions. Whoops, we're not gonna do that. We saw them all.
Reverse cowgirl. No, don't do that.
Okay, they're
reverse
just...
Reverse cowgirl and...
Well, yeah, no, I guess they won't... Okay, I guess, yeah. We saw cowgirl. Cowgirl was this.
Yeah, well...
And then reverse cowgirl
yeah, right,
is
now
something. Alright, yeah, I know. Well, we have to go through the things. Inside.
Faith.
Hey, I'm close to coming. Here, I know the final way of making me shut up. Yep. There she's saying it. Come for me, Grim. Fill my slutty mouth with your cum. Gulp. Ah, wow. How hot was that? It was everything I needed right now. I'm impressed. Aha, well, I'm not. You couldn't keep quiet for shit. I'd be surprised if no one heard us. Maybe Quinn heard us, but other than that, I think we're good. Hey. Yeah? Fuck buddies. Fuck buddies. Is sleeping in your bed part of the deal? If it was, I wouldn't have put out that mattress for you.
Mm.
Whoa! Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. We're gonna get sweaty today. Bring some clothes for exercise. What did she plan for us?
Fat girls. What is it?
Our nature's own contraceptive.
I like that.
Yeah. Hey, did you try Swiper yet? I checked it out for a bit. It's a good one, right?
I don't know if he should or not. Go ahead and tell. No, can he keep his mouth shut?
You know he can't keep his fucking mouth shut. Yeah, it's a fun one. I'm glad to see you're taking my advice to heart. It's just like when you're shopping for shit, it never hurts to look around before you decide. Could it really be her? That sexting is really hot. She doesn't seem like the type of woman to do something like that. Is it her? It can't be her. Nope, it's her. It's definitely her. Grim? Yes? Focus and do your exercises, please. Sorry, of course. Oh!
Okay.
I don't know about that one. That's really confusing.
Okay, let me see.
Nothing happens here, but then there's 2, 1, and 3. So what is that, 1, 2, and 3?
Well, you ain't got
3. Yeah, we don't have a 3.
1, 1, 2, 1, but is it...
I'm really confused.
Yeah. Can you cheat on that one?
Wow, it just got harder. We're probably gonna fail this.
Oh, one. No. We're gonna do alright.
Okay.
I have done this intentionally for another cutscene.
Alright. Hold on. Okay, that one added, and then they added, and then they take that out. So if that's added, that's added. So I bet it is this one. No. It's Yeah, it's just gonna be the line. They take the line away.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Cause it can't be that one. And it's not gonna be that one, because that's the same one we've already seen. So would it be this one?
Yeah, go ahead and pick it.
These are getting hard. I was like, damn. I didn't know we were going to get a...
Okay.
All right. So it's that one?
It's going to be sideways.
Oh, yeah. So it'd be this one.
I think so. B. 1, 2, 3.
One, two, three, five, six, seven, two, three, four.
But
1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 2, 3, 4.
But it's
you're not
this.
Supposed to let. I think the letters are there to fuck with you. I do. QPO. Yeah, none of that shit matters. It's 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 2, 3, 4.
But there's a 4S options, and a 4V.
Okay, hold on.
All right, wait. Q.
H-I-J-K-L-O-P-Q. Hold on. O-P-Q-J-K-L. So, Q-R-S-T. Yep. We got that one. Capitals. Oh, that's hard. Because we don't even know. 1, 3, 5, 4, 6, 8.
Okay. So, it'll be a capital.
It's a 3, 5, 7, but we don't know which one.
It'll
you think
be
it's
a capital. Yeah, because it's capital... Small letter,
okay.
Capital.
So 7E. A L C K E J. H. Wow. I don't know. Okay, so we moved
right.
The B, so that's.
D.
J K L
C D E B. It'll be E B.
Alright. 45, 27, 09. 44, 26. Can't be 08. Yeah, 81 take away 63 is what, 45? 55 take away 27 is 9.
Yeah.
Can't be 9. Not 45 take away 27, that's
seven.
Not 9, it's more than 9.
Yeah. 45.
So, it's not 45, it's not. It's either going to be 16 or 18 or 08.
Thank you. into both of those.
Story 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Did it really be that fucking easy?
Yeah, I hope so. Push 9. It's better than.
We barely got a didn't 60. Do that great. That was hard as shit.
Yeah.
Wow, I never. That's one of the harder tests I've done from a damn adult game. Hey, we gotta. Man, what. Hey, if you guys were watching and you saw that, like...
That was tricky.
That was tricky. Ass man. Yeah? I feel pretty uncomfortable. With what? Both my sister and Josie are sitting over there constantly looking over at you. I feel like I'm caught in the middle of this. And I love you, dude, but I love my sister more. And Josie's actually great, too. I'm not stopping you. Go to them if you're that uncomfortable being with me. But I'm not ready to talk to them. No, I'm not going to them. Is there something I can do for you to help you with this? I could tell you how they met, some stuff about their relationship. The only thing I really want right now is some time to think about it for myself. Gotcha. Can we leave? It's time to get yelled at again. Yeah. What's up with your t-shirts? Are you that stupid, or are you trying to trigger Jade? I bought these novelty t-shirts back when I thought they were really funny. I never got the chance to wear them when I lived at home. So I'm taking my chances now. The t-shirts are still pretty stupid. Noted. Dude, look. Bert, what about him? This is a golden opportunity. Oh, you mean for a wedgie. Get that camera ready, ass man. I'm going for it. It's ass crack time.
Make a move. There you go.
Ah! That's for always ruining my fun and trying to hit me with that shitty drone. Derek, you dick! Oof! That's for always staying up late. This is for always farting when you sleep. Should I stop filming this? Ouch! And that's for ruining one of my drones. And that's for being naked all the time. Well, you did it. I don't know about you, ass man, but I'm getting fucking sick of this glass. This glass is like a band-aid on my balls. And I keep ripping it off only to find it there again the next day. It's the last time I'll take my sister's advice for something like this. She baited me. She baited me good. With all that empty promise of easy credits and vaginas. You know that feeling you get when you eat too much food? One look at most of these girls is enough for me to get full and go, oomph. I'm pretty sick of this class, too. I hate Wendy, but today I'll break free. Just watch me. How will you do that? As soon as it's time to choose a partner, I'll pounce. Anyone but Wendy, that's my goal. I think I might have a shot at her ugly friend, Minnie. Her name is Minnie, like the mouse? She does look like a fat rodent. Grim, can we talk, please? Go away, Maya. Is 5 minutes too much to ask for? I said go away, please. Man. Okay, everyone, let's get down and dirty and discuss feminism. I know that many of you have waited for this subject matter, so let's not waste any time. I want to hear your passionate thoughts and views on why feminism is needed in this world. Everyone, find a partner. Minnie, hey! Wait! Hey, you, let's partner up. Okay. Go, talk to me. What? I know these things by now. Tell me about you and your fucking problems. What's your name? Karen. Uh-oh. That's it? That's my given name. Okay, what else do you got? I don't know what else to say. I thought we were going to discuss feminism. My full name is Karen Rebecca Johnson. I'm 19 years and 2 months old. I signed up for this class to get extra credits. I have social anxiety disorder and don't handle stress or yelling well. I hate conflicts. You seem upset. You're not going to yell at me, are you? No, of course not. What else? I like classical music and arts. I don't like hip-hop. It's too noisy for me. My ears are very sensitive, you see. When I was 7 years old, I got my first hearing aid. Kids made fun of me for it. That sucks. I know what it's like to be bullied, too. Are you sure you aren't upset? I'm fine. I want to become a librarian when I graduate. Libraries don't have a high noise level. I heard that it was somewhere around 44 decibels. My mom wanted me to become a veterinarian like her mom, but I'm allergic to dogs and they bark so loud. I can't stand them and I'm afraid of cows. Currently, I take gender studies, history, and Latin. I'm at the end of my second year here, so I'm almost done now. You keep avoiding me like this. Please, you have to listen. No, right now I'm listening to Karen Rebecca Johnson. Karen Rebecca Johnson. She's so nice and she doesn't like
conflicts.
Classical
or dogs.
Music or dogs. Conflicts or dogs, right. And she got her first hearing aid when she was 7 years old.
Glad you remember that one.
Is this your plan to avoid me? You hurt me, Maya. I'm tired of all the lies and secrets. Not now, Karen. We can talk about your fear of
hip-hop, what is it?
Cows?
Hip-hop. She said something about hip-hop. Go with that.
Hip-hop later. And also, you want to be a librarian.
Librarian.
And graduate, and someone in your life wanted to be a veterinarian. That person was your mom. Is that what you talk about during class? Maybe. I'm sorry, I hurt you. I never meant to do that. Can you please just give me one final chance, please? I don't want to end like this. Don't you go anywhere, Karen. You're
19
years old. Yep. You survived some discomfort. You've been a B&R for
2 years.
A long time now. You know what college is like. And we're not screaming at... I have to use the cheat. And we're not screaming at you. Our noise level is way below that of the library with 44 decibels. This will soon be over and you can go back to study
Latin
and then classical music.
Yeah.
Is it classical music?
Cheat. Or can you cheat?
No. Probably should have.
I know Latin's one of them.
History and Latin?
History and Latin? Yeah, try that.
History and Latin. Wow, you know the things I told you I wasn't going to tell anyone, ever. And I really was going to tell you. Maybe that doesn't mean anything to you, but for me, it means a lot. I'll still be here for you if you let me. Please, just don't forget that. You are so wrong on so many levels, it's baffling. I have full right to my opinion. And that's exactly what those are, opinions. Opinions steeped in ignorance. Opinions that you treat like facts. Your opinions are highly temperamental, juvenile, misogynistic, and have zero relevance to the facts and ironically even to the class literature. If you had read the first paragraph, you would have clearly known that feminism has always been about equality. And I'm not talking about female equality, I'm talking about mankind equality. Taken up from the French Revolution and the Revolutionary War where... Wendy! Can we talk? Hey, we're having a discussion here.
Teacher's gonna show up.
What am I doing? Hey. Son, I'm a bit busy at the moment. Did something happen? Is it important? Dad, No, it's not important. I had a bit of a dilemma. My mind is going back and forth when I think about it, and I don't know which way to go. You know exactly what to do, son. Do what I always taught you to do. Follow your heart. Follow my heart, right.
My heart wants to fuck everything it said.
Thanks, Dad. I'll call you another time when you're not busy. Looking forward to it. I'd love to catch up with all of your crazy adventures. Love you, son. Love you, Dad. Are you winning yet? 3 years ago, Stephen came home drunk on a Saturday night. He had been out celebrating after yet again selling stocks from a very successful trade, as if we needed more money. He fumbled with the keys in the lock, and when he finally managed to open the door, I was almost by it to unlock it for him. He smiled a big goofy smile and gave me a slobbery kiss. I could taste that he had been indulging himself with his favorite scotch. That smoky flavor can't be mistaken for anything else. He grabbed my ass and walked me towards the bedroom. A drunk man isn't a turn-on for a woman, especially when you're sober. But I didn't want his victorious day to end in disappointment, so I didn't resist him. He fumbled with the buttons on my blouse. They got him buttoned, but only due to force. That blouse was ruined in the process. He got on top of me and started to kiss my neck, and then he whispered into my ear, "Kathy. Oh, Kathy." That was the first time I saw the signs. Now, Kathy is a dear friend of mine. We've been teaching here at B&R for nearly 10 years together. We spent a lot of time in each other's company during our free time as well. We're going to the gym, eating dinner, shopping, and venting to each other. It was like a dagger straight into my back, so deep that it plunged all the way in and pierced my heart. As he continued to kiss my neck, I couldn't keep the tears from falling. I never dared to confront him about it, nor Kathy. I don't want or need to know if there was some truth behind those drunken words, because it didn't matter. That love for my husband had already started fading for me that night. I didn't want that to happen to Kathy, too. Why are you telling me this? Because looking at you sitting here like this, it's the same way I sat the night he whispered Kathy's name into my ear. All night, while he snored and slept like a drunken teenager, I just sat like that. I can recognize the feeling of betrayal from anywhere. What did she do? Maya, correct?
She kept things from me.
She kept things from me. Secrets that would have changed a lot if she told me sooner. I see. Clear your head before you make your decision. What was your decision? My decision was to ignore it for the sake of our family. The first time he cheated, I just had a hunch, but that hunch hurt like hell. The second time I found proof, but I remained silent. And after the third time, even if you choose apathy, rage doesn't escape you. It just builds up. Haha, look at me confiding in you right now. It feels nice. You and I already have one secret to keep.
Make a move on her.
Not here. Last time was a stupid risk. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Relax, I didn't say no. She said not here. Then where? Tonight. School parking lot at 10 p.m. Come alone and don't mention this to a soul.
Oh yeah.
I'm really not in the mood for this. Where is she? Grim, over here. Wow. Hi.
Say hi.
Hey. I didn't want to spoil the surprise of what we're doing. But I guess it's pretty obvious now, huh? Yeah. Yoga.
Tennis.
Been a long time since I played tennis. I'm not sure if I still got it. Then we'll find out today. After you. Hey, what happened? Nothing. What do you mean? Call it intuition, but you seem sad. I don't think it's a good thing to talk about this during a first date. It's not fair to you. Maybe I should have called this off? I'm not feeling like myself today. Everyone has bad days. Now that I know you're processing something, I'll try harder to cheer you up. I don't know. I tend to sulk for a while. What are you doing?
One of her eyes went cross.
A silly face. Is it working?
Oh, okay. It's intentional.
Maybe a little bit. Great, that's a start. Listen, I bet that you'll feel so much better if you just tell me why you're sad. Then we can move past it. I don't know if you want to hear this, really. I wouldn't want to hear it if our roles were reversed. If it's something that big, I think it's better telling me it now than waiting for it to drop like a bomb later. Okay. I've kind of been dating multiple girls lately. Two of them lied to me pretty big time, and I recently found out about it. Right now, I feel pretty hurt and irritated in general. And I know you probably don't want to hear that I'm dating others, but I'm so unsure about many things right now. I'm unsure about myself. It's not a shock to hear that you're dating others. Single people date, you're a cute guy. It's different from being in a relationship and seeing others. It's just despicable. I admit, it's not the best thing to hear for a girl, that there's competition and all. If the guy is worth the time, there's bound to be jealousy involved. But it's not dropping a bomb, unless there's more to your story. One of the girls I've been dating is Josie. Now see, I could sense that you were a bit off in the library. So that's why? She seems like a really sweet girl. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Was that all you needed to get off your chest? Yeah, for now. Good, I think we should have our date now and you leave all those feelings you feel at the moment in the spot. When we're done, you can come back here and get them if you feel that you need them. Haha, that sounds weird. But I'll try that. Great, let's go have fun. Jill, thanks for listening. Hi, I've booked a court for two people. The name's Jill. Let me check. Jill, found you. I'm terribly sorry for the inconvenience, but a pipe burst in the ladies' dressing room sometime during lunch. It has been isolated, and the pipe should be fixed within a few hours. Until then, we have divided the men's dressing room into two, one side for men and the other side for women. But if you want to use the showers, you have to shower in shifts using the occupied side in the dressing room. Okay, that's a bit inconvenient, but it shouldn't be a problem. Sorry about your water leak. I hope the damages aren't that bad. Thank you so much. Unless you have any questions, you're on court number two today. Enjoy! I'm a bit rusty when it comes to the rules. Alright, you think this is a good spot to leave off for now?
What time is it? Let me say.
It's time.
Oh, we got 20 minutes or more before Tay.
Well, yeah, but we were going to do...
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so let's...
We can finish this part. I figured something with the dressing room situation is going to happen in a little bit.
Alright, I'm a bit rusty when it comes to the rules. We don't have to play with strict rules. It's just for fun, right? Yeah, I hope I remember how to serve. I always found that very tricky. In tennis minigame, you must find and click the tennis ball that reads hit, while avoiding the tennis balls that read miss.
Alright. You're gonna have to be on your game. Play easy.
You'll figure it out. Let's play one set. I think that's enough for a beginner.
Hit.
Ah, so close. Ah, so close.
I'm not just gonna let some girl beat me.
Haha, I missed it. I think I have like 40 points.
Yeah, it's only like 5. It just depends.
Haha, I missed it. You unlocked a special render. Breathes heavily. Wow, you're really good. That was definitely not a beginner I just played. Thanks, but I really had to work for it. I'm impressed. Phew! You're exhausted too, huh? Yeah, I'm drained. Do you play often? Once in a while. I like variation in my exercise. I usually rotate between tennis, running, gym, and yoga. How about you? You practice martial arts, right? Yes, but I practice on my own. I never went to a real class or anything. Aside from that, I like running and exercising outdoors. You really do like to teach yourself things, both physical training and music. I haven't had another option, really. Right. Well, let's freshen up with a shower before we leave. That's right, temporary joint showers. Yeah, it's pretty weird, huh? Yeah, you go ahead and shower first. I'll go stretch meanwhile. Tell me more about yourself. I feel like I don't have the complete picture of you. What do you want to know? Do you have any siblings? No, it's just been me and my dad. I don't have any close relatives either. Any pets? No, but I always wanted a cat or dog. Oh, I love dogs. I never had one, but several friends of my family did. They used to let me pet and walk them. What about your family? Is it a big one? No, it's not big. It's just me and my mom and dad. I had an older sister, but she passed away when I was young. I'm sorry. And I know saying I'm sorry doesn't do anything for you. I don't choose to talk about her so much. I have my memories and mementos of her. That's what I need. She gives me strength daily, and thinking about her these days only makes me happy and motivated. I'm glad to hear that. I do have a fair share of relatives, but we aren't that close and I don't consider them family. I'd say it's for appearances, really. Appearances? Is that important to your family? Well, we do have eyes on us, being who we are. And who are you? I'm sorry, but I have no clue. Wait, you don't? No, should I? This is too good to be true. No, never mind. It's nothing important. Are you sure? It sounds like it is. How do I explain this? None of the guys who approach me seem genuine. It's tough knowing what their intentions are because of my family. With you, it feels like it could be different. Different? Yeah, but in a good way. You get to know me for me and not for everything around me. I don't think I would treat you any differently if you told me who you are. Do you? I don't know, but can we keep it this way for now? If it makes you feel better, it's fine by me. Haha, great. Ha, no way. I'm not lying. She pulled my ear when I was buck naked. Bella never told me those details. Maybe she didn't want to embarrass me? Yeah, she isn't someone who would do that. I have to say, I was a tad reluctant going on a date with you. Really? Why? Bella wasn't convinced that you're good for me. She doesn't control what I do, but I do value her opinion. I guess I'm a bit concerned whether she's right or wrong.
I'm a nice guy.
You'll have to decide that for yourself. All I know is I think I'm a nice guy. That's good. What do you usually do on dates? I haven't been on a lot of dates. Last time I had homemade dinner. That sounds nice. Do you cook? No, I can't cook. I'd like to learn it, but my dad just taught me the basics. That's about what he knows. What about you? What do you usually do on dates? There haven't been that many for me either. A few in the past, but they were kind of forced. Forced how? You know how it is. A couple persistent guys who stopped at nothing to take me out. The dates weren't enjoyable, really. So I kind of swore off dating since. My frame of reference of what you do on a date isn't the best. Are those unspoken rules for dating make me feel... Oh, those unspoken rules for dating make me feel a bit uncomfortable. Unspoken rules like don't burp or fart? Why did I say that? Ha ha ha, no. But those should be rules. I meant more like rules for intimacy and things of that nature. I don't think I'm familiar with those rules. They say that you should kiss on the first date, and on the third date you should, well, you know.
Know what? Or, nah. Or,
have sex? Yeah, that's what they say. I don't think there's someone holding you to it. I'm just a bit unsure about it all. I think we'll take it one date at a time. That is if there's a second date. I hope so. I really enjoyed our first one, Grim. I have piano practice soon. I should get going.
Go in for a kiss?
Yeah. I really enjoyed it too. What are you doing? I wanted to kiss you. Oh, okay. Her lips are so soft.
Like her vagina.
And she's so gentle. This feels so much different from any other date I've ever been on.
I figured she's a pretty good match.
Thank you for the nice date. That was a very good date. I got to kiss her. And we bonded pretty well. I'm a bit curious about her family. What could it possibly be? They are rich. Probably famous. That doesn't matter, though. It's not why I want to date her. I can't wait to practice that song again for her. I totally forgot that I was sad. Wow. She completely took my mind off it. That whole date felt so grown up. That's something that's completely missing in the dick house. Spin the dildo works like this. You spin the dildo, and whoever the dildo stops at, you have to make out with. And we're not talking about a little peck, we're talking about a proper makeout session. With tongue and everything. We're playing spin the dildo? Daughters, sit down. No, no, daughters. No, daughters, he says. Why beat around the bush? There are already two daughters in that circle. Why not just say no, Josie? I can handle myself, Tommy. Yeah, Tommy, let her be a big girl. This isn't about that. This game is for me, too. How am I supposed to maintain a boner when I see her make out with someone? That's only gonna happen if the dildo lands on her, right? Unless... Josie, why don't you start spinning that dildo? Hey, I'm serious here. What the fuck is wrong with you? What's wrong with me? What the fuck is wrong with you? You like me like this. It's not like I'm your blood... It's not like your blood relatives. Just fucking enjoy it. So you're not the only one who doesn't want her here. I didn't say that. I wanted her to come here from the start. This is really about your sis and all. It would take some time to get used to. You didn't talk to them yet? No, I've been avoiding them. For how long are you going to do that? We're going to be here for years. I have a hard time turning on and off feelings like that. It's possible. You can't choose to be happy. That's what I do. She's about to fall into all that liquor. Life already sucks for so many reasons, but if you find yourself a good friend and force a smile on your face, you'll manage even through the toughest of times. Lily, for the sake of Tommy's boner, spin that dildo. Here we go. Oh, daughter-daughter time, everyone. Daughter-daughter time. This you like, but your sister is off limits, huh? Shut up. Spin the dildo, Ash. Come on, ass man, let's watch. Woo!
Join him in the whale.
That's what I'm talking about. Woo! Son, get in the circle. Why? No questions asked. It's an order,
he's
maggot.
End up kissing Jesse a bit.
Derek, you too. All right, spin dildo, spin. Maya, Maya, Maya. Put some more tongue into her. Oh. Spin that dildo, Maya. Look, Tommy, it's your favorite. Daughter-daughter time. Fucking shit game. What are you waiting for? Make out already. And make it a long session, okay?
Ride him across.
Lucky you, getting a front row seat to this. Uh-oh. Tommy, hey, where are you going? Wow, my turn. Oh.
Make out. That's the rules. I bet he's gonna...
Now that's a kiss. Hello, Grim. Spin that dildo. Here we go, girls. Who's it gonna be? Who's the lucky
it's
gal?
Gonna be him,
who's gonna feel the soft lips of... Just stop.
Nope.
Oh, hell no! What did you... You know exactly why. Fuck! Has anyone seen a laptop? What's going on? Check Rooster. Or better yet, don't. We need to find that laptop as soon as possible. Rooster, I need to check that immediately. Thanks for life. Look what I got us, boys. A nude shot of Kathy Jones. Oh, shit. Guys, who did this? Remove it. Did we get hacked? It wasn't me. I'm innocent. What the fuck is this? Who posted that? Cool, she's hot. Wait, that's our account. It wasn't me. This is trouble. Eats popcorn. Remove this cluck immediately and be in the counselor's office first thing Monday morning. I can't find our laptop. We use it to post with that account. I think we're being set up. They'd have done it by... They've done it now, boys. I knew this day would come. The picture is from a gym locker room. This reeks of tri-alphas. You need to get your eyes checked. It says Dick's Official. That's your Rooster account. I found the laptop. The post will be removed shortly. Oh, shit.
Nice. No. Don't leave evidence.
Oh, There was some more on... Oh, man.
Well, you can like the girl you just went on a date with.
Yeah. Cheers, boys. I bet you wish you were all here watching some stupid comedy. Sadly, the room is full of hot sisters and daughters. Maybe next time. Wow, movie night.
Don't do anything that's gonna get you in trouble with Jill, because you're trying to...
Well, I don't know how you guys could pick from all these beauties. Kamala for anal, Random for blowjob, and Sage and Clint for a threesome. Heather for anal, Lily for a blowjob, Sarah... What?
No, pick the first one, don't.
She's gonna... It's a chick choice. Oh, somebody's already say that. Blowjob, anal, threesome? What's going on? How can I get involved? Oh. You picked your girlfriend for a threesome? Who does that? Someone who can't play Quinn's game truthfully does that. Does look at her phone a lot now. What are you waiting for, you dick? Answer it. Why are you mad at me for? I'm not even going to say Lily for blowjob, Cameron for anal, and threesome with Ronan and Quinn. It's like, can you guys be quiet? I can't hear the movie when I have to read what you write here. What? Arias for anal, Ashley for okay. Hey, come over to us instead. Who invited the meatheads? I'll try to talk to Camel. Looks like I'm popular with the boys. That's bullshit. Who are you trying to impress? I think that's cute. Me too. Kamala liked it. That's guy language for I want to fuck them all, ladies. It's greedy, not cute. So what? Who doesn't? I know I do, all except for one. Oh yeah, your sister's there, right? She is? Then all except for two. Easy now. I just got it. Wow. Alright.
Go to Jill and like hers about y'all's day. And comment if you can.
How can this be? I was out running and couldn't possibly be your cute friend. Ha ha. Give my regards and good luck in your tennis match. Enjoy yourself. You look very nice in that picture. That's Isabella. Thanks, we will. Now I'm confused. Who is your cute friend, Ebony Ivory? Give it a rest. This is hardly any of your business. Hey, where are you playing tennis? I'm asking for a friend. Oh, he's being a bitch. Thanks for the help yesterday. You're welcome. Let's chat later. I have some other things I wanted to show you. Where are you playing tennis? Whoa! What? Thank you so much for the tennis match today. I really enjoyed it. This cluck has been flagged as harassment?
What?
No, thank you. I'm still amazed by how good you were. Let's play tennis tomorrow. What do you say? Did you just flag Tremolo's post as harassment? No, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
What did you say to my proposal? It's my cluck. I can see that it was you. Please be nice to people I care about. That's fucking stupid. Tybalt's being a goddamn...
He's a simp.
Yeah, he's a fucking horrible simp. This is who you don't be, folks. Women don't like these kind of men. Okay, that's really bad. Chat with people. And I guess it's there. We're gonna end it. I mean, damn, we went through a lot.
Yeah.
I really like that you see this game and you see how Tybalt is being, how much of a fucking damn simp he is.
Yeah.
Man. Asshole, flagged my cluck, idiot. That sucks. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we are out of here.
Later.